إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. I welcome all of you and we continue tonight, inshaAllah ta'ala, a reading from the explanation of hadith number 40, from the 40 hadith an-Nawawiyyah. I'm going to read once again the hadith before we continue reading the explanation. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمنكبي فقال كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. فكان ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما يقول إذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح وإذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء وخذ من صحتك لمرضك ومن حياتك لموتك. On the authority of ابن عمر, Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, who says that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم took me by my shoulders and said, be in this life as though you are a stranger or someone who is passing through. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he used to say, when evening comes, don't wait for the morning. And when the morning comes, don't wait for the evening. Take from your health to your sickness and from your life to your death. Rawahu al-Bukhari, his hadith is collected by Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullahu ta'ala. We're going to go ahead and read to you the explanation from Al-Minha Al-Rabbaniya لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد الدكتور العلامة صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات وللمتكلم والسامعين والسامعات. آمين
آمين.
في هذه الوصية قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لابن عمر لعبد الله بن عمر كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله عابر السبيل هو المسافر, والمسافر إنما يستريح في أثناء سفره ثم يواصل السفر ولا يستوطن, فيكون المسلم في الدنيا مثل المسافر. In this golden advice the Prophet ﷺ that he given to this noble companion, Abdullah ibn Umar, and he was young. At that time he was from the youth among the Sahaba. The Prophet ﷺ, he said to him, be in this life as a stranger or as someone who is passing through. Now we get to the point when the Shaykh is going to explain the statement, عابر سبيل. He says he is the musafir. عابر السبيل, he is a traveler. He says, and it is well known that a person who is on a journey want to make it to his destination, so he makes stops as he needs. And then he will continue and pursue his journey. He doesn't resign. When he stops somewhere, he doesn't sit there and make it his home. Yeah, he makes stops necessary, as we know these days. If you're traveling by car, for example, and on a long journey, then you stop for gas, stop for food. Muslims stop for salat. you stop for rest, to use the bathroom and the like. But you keep on going, you keep on moving because your destination is ahead of you. He said, likewise is the condition of the Muslim in this life. The example of the Muslim in this life is like someone who's traveling from point A to point B. وهو في الحقيقة مسافر ليس مقيما لأن مدته في الدنيا قليلة وهو يسير إلى الآخرة تسير به الأيام والليالي إلى الآخرة. He says because the human being, and now talking about the Muslim, alhamdulillah, we should keep this reality on mind. We're like, in reality, we're travelers. We're just passing through this dunya. Because the time that we're gonna, each one of us will spend in this on earth is qaleel. It's little. We don't have a lot of time. Yeah, we look like we think it is a long time, but it's not. We have a short time on this dunya. And every day that go by and night that go by, get us closer to the grave. Take away from your stay in this life, from your lifespan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So every day or night that go by, that get us closer to our departure from this life, to leave this life behind us. قال وهكذا ينبغي أن تكون حالة المسلم في الدنيا غريبا أو عابر سبيل وأن يكون همه الرجوع إلى بلده وبلد المسلم هي الجنة فيستعد لها وتكون فيها همه وما يوصله إليها وما يوصله إليها. Said likewise, this is the case for the Muslim. In this life, you should look at yourself, you're a stranger in this dunya. You're a stranger. Or like a traveler. Your main goal is to make it back to your home, the Jannah. Because this is the home and this is the abode of a Muslim. It's the Jannah. Since this is the case, so why you're here and you don't know how long you're going to be here in this life? Don't know. The day you live in, it's not guaranteed you're going to see the next one. And so you take from your stay in this life, that which the provisions that will help you and take you back to your home, to your real home, which is the Jannah. So that should be your main goal. Not this dunya. Your main goal is the Akhirah. You should give precedence to the hereafter over this dunya. And this dunya should not take you away from the hereafter. Because this dunya doesn't matter how much you get from it, it's not going to last for you. The dunya itself is not lasting. It's going to perish. And you're not going to stay here until you will perish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave each and every one a lifespan. When it's your term, you're going to leave. It's not guaranteed for someone to live forever. No one will live forever. كل نفس ذائقة الموت, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, every soul shall taste death. وقال الله تعالى كل من عليها فان, everything that's on it, on this life, will perish. So it just matter. This is a reality we should keep in mind. So this will help us. So don't put all your effort and your thinkings and your decisions and all of your hard work on this dunya. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Put it on the hereafter. Take from the dunya what, alhamdulillah, enable you to survive and to have a decent life. Naam. But as long as this dunya doesn't become your focus, it become your main goal now. La. The goal is to make it back to the Jannah. Because that's our home. The home of the believers and the Muslims is the Jannah. Because that's the home of Adam, our father and our mother, Hawa. So we have to be focused And the Shaykh, he says, do what is taken. Take the provisions that take you back home, which is the Jannah. قال ولما سمع ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما الوصية من الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال للناس ولكل أحد إذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح وإذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء. So when Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما heard this advice from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to tell the people, to everyone, he used to tell them, when the evening comes, don't wait for to see the morning, the next morning. And when the morning comes, don't wait until you see the evening. What does it mean? This is like literally translation, word for word, but the meaning of it. قال يعني إذا أصبحت فلا تؤخر العمل إلى الليل. It is meaning if Allah allow you to see the next morning, some people they die, they go wake them up, they can't wake them up. They're dead. They go to sleep, they don't wake up. Some people die in hospitals, people die in car accidents, people die in bed. They just go and wake them up in the morning and they just don't wake up. But now he says, if you, from those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow them to get up in the morning, do not delay any obligation that you have to do and say, look, man, I have until the evening, I'm going to do it in the evening. تقول أعمل هذا العمل بالليل. So don't say, look, well, whatever I'm supposed to do, I have all day, I'm going to do it, I'm going to let everything, I'm going to do it in the evening. قال بل بادر به وعمله فلعلك لا تدرك الليل. Says rather you have to act upon those things and perform your obligations immediately. And don't delay anything to the evening. Because you might never make it to the evening. You have so many obligations, like, oh, I'm going to do it in the evening. Evening comes and you're gone. وكذلك إذا أمسيت فلا تؤخر العمل والتوبة إلى الصبح لعلك لا تدرك الصبح فليس لك إلا الساعة التي أنت فيها فبادر ولا تؤجل الأعمال الصالحة والتوبة والاستغفار إلى وقت آخر. Said likewise, when the evening comes and you're about to do something, you want to make a tawbah, you find yourself that you've been doing something wrong or you're in any way and you know that this is bad, and he said, don't delay the tawbah and istighfar. Say, oh, tomorrow, inshallah, I'm going to take care of it. Tomorrow, I'm going to do what is right. He says, because you have that moment. What is certain is that moment you have at that time. The morning is not certain for you. Death is certain, tomorrow is not. So therefore, you should hasten and quick. You know, make a quick move, a decision, immediate decision. At the moment, at the instant, if Allah guide you, alhamdulillah, to tawbah, and you know what you're doing is wrong, and at the moment say, astaghfirullah, tawbah ilayhi, and make a decision. Don't say until tomorrow. He says, likewise, this is, sometimes you find certain people, for example, they don't pray. And this happened. They don't pray, and then somebody talks to them, alhamdulillah, by Asr time or by Maghrib, and then it is, for example, Sunday. And then they're like, oh yeah, I got it. Alhamdulillah. Yes, Salah is important. SubhanAllah. All these ayat, all these ahadith. La ilaha jazakallahu khairan akhi. SubhanAllah. That's it. I'm convinced. Salah is important. Alright, so let's go to the masjid. No. I'm going to wait until Jumu'ah. Person say he's going to start next Jumu'ah. Why delay? Today is Sunday. Who tell you, look man, you're going to leave until you see next Friday? Some people do that. They're like, no, next Friday, he's going to get it together. Why, akhi? Why, you know, man, I got to prepare myself. Such of what? Why, you know, stuff. What stuff? You don't need no preparation. Salah, you make wudu. Make ghusl and make wudu. If you need to make ghusl for whatever reason, make ghusl. Alhamdulillah, take you 2-3 minutes to make ghusl. And if not the case, make wudu and that's it. That's all. But some people, shaitan, come to them and tell them, now you have to make preparation. What preparations? What is it? Like what? Paint the house or something? Change furnitures? It's not like that. You know, no preparation. Make tawbah immediately and begin to pray. You never know. A person may just make that tawbah and pray the asr and die in sujood. You know, you never know. Alhamdulillah. So, no delay. Sofa, a tasweef. It's not good. I will do this, inshallah. Okay, you'll see me, inshallah. You're going to see me in the masjid. You're going to see me in the classes, inshallah. I'm going to give this. That's it. This product, they're going to cut off the shelf. Okay, no more lottery in my store. Cigarettes, that's haram, convinced. Okay, get them out. No. Christmas, man, come in. A lot of vacations, people buy a lot of stuff. Let me make some money first. You see? Yeah, you're convinced this is haram, get it out. Clean it. Can't say, oh, it's haram, but no, give me some time until I make some money of it. That's it. Look at the Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim. When the ayats don't make khamr haram, that's it. They get rid of it. They get rid of it immediately. Why? Because they say, sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. Don't think about it. La, na'am. ثم قال وخذ من صحتك لمرضك. This great companion, he said, take from your health to your sickness. هذه من وصية ابن عمر. This is still from the وصية of Ibn Umar. And he's one of the companions. What does it mean? Take from your health to your illness. قال ما دام الإنسان في صحة وعافية فهو قوي. يقدر على الصيام ويقدر على قيام الليل ويقدر على الجهاد في سبيل الله ويقدر على الدعوة إلى الله ويقدر على بذل الخير. أما إذا سقم ومرض فإنه لا يستطيع أن يصوم ولا يستطيع أن يقوم الليل ولا يستطيع ما كان يستطيعه وهو في صحته بسبب المرض والصحة لا تدوم. What does it mean? Take from your, like literally word for word translation, take from your wealth or from your health to your illness or sickness. He says because persons should take advantage of your health. When you're healthy and you're strong, you can fast. So fast. Take advantage of that. Fast. Optional fast. Pray a night prayer. The jihad for the sake of Allah. Give da'wah. Be involved. And any field of good, you participate in it. Why? Because when you're sick now, it's shut down. Your body shut down. You can fast, you can pray, you can go here or there, you cannot participate in the fields of good. He said, and an advice for those who are healthy and strong, it's not gonna be like that. Those people who are sick now or they old and they cannot do much, they remember, man, when they were younger, they used to run all over the place and they used to. Now they barely making it, you know. So those who are still young or strong, they should take advantage of that. Because they're not going to be healthy and young forever. They're going to get ill, they're going to get weak, and they're going to get, older and maybe sick. Who knows? Even still a young person and get sick. And can't do nothing. He gets shut down, can't do nothing. Take advantage of that. And do a righteous deed. Don't say, I'm still young, I'm still strong, I still have some years. No, you don't have nothing. You have the moment that's you're in. That's why some of the ulama, once Sheikh Abdul al-Bukhari, he asked the audience and he told them, how many days in a week? Huh? How many days in a week? 7 days, you see? You all agree it is 7 days in a week?
No.
Abdullah, you don't agree. Nope. How many days in a week?
None.
So today is none. Today is not Sunday.
You can't count it.
All right, there is no...
He knows what I'm talking
about. Abdurrahman, he says, you know what he's talking about. What is it, Abdurrahman?
Say it again, brother.
How many days in a week?
Today is Sunday.
Today is Sunday.
This might be the only day I have left.
Mm. Me too.
Nah.
But that was not the answer to the question.
That's it.
Well, how many days in a week?
Seven.
I know.
Five?
Can't count it. Six. Maybe six more. Six. Oh, inshallah. Ikhtilaf. Abdurrahman. 7 days. Nine. Five days. Nine. Six. Nine, Abdurrahman. 7 days. Nine. Five days in a week. 7 days in a week. Al ikhtilaf is even in this week, weeks. All right, we're going to teach you the days of the week or what? Huh? Who said three? That's good, good answer. 3 days. And that's what the Sheikh says. No. You said it? Oh, inshallah. You get a gift. Alhamdulillah. Now, it's 3 days, the Shaykh says. As far as the Muslim is concerned, he doesn't have 7 days. What are those 3 days? What is the 3 days? You know what are they? Huh? I heard somebody. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That's it. You got yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You don't have next day, next Sunday, Tuesday. Huh?
Inshallah.
No.
So you count the third day.
So how can you benefit from yesterday? Can you go back to yesterday? How you benefit from yesterday?
Learn from the lessons of the
Ahsan, you learn from the lessons. Make tawbah. See what you've done wrong yesterday because you cannot go back. Learn from it so that you cannot do it today.
Amen.
Is tomorrow a promise or guaranteed for anybody?
No.
How can we benefit from tomorrow? Because since there is not guarantee that we're going to beat until tomorrow, but can we benefit from tomorrow?
Yes.
Huh? Yes. How?
Tomorrow, not a problem.
We're doing more good today. It's like it's not clear to me. How you benefit from tomorrow? Now.
Intending to do good to
me. Ahsant, that's the right answer. You deserve a gift. And you have a job. So buy yourself something. Jazakallah khair. Now, by having good intentions. By saying, look, if Allah allow me to see tomorrow, I'm going to do good tomorrow.
Amen.
That's how you benefit from tomorrow, inshallah. You see? You say, look, I don't know if I'm going to make it tomorrow, but tomorrow comes, I'm going to be better tomorrow than I am today. But in reality, it's wind up to what? To one day, the moment where you are. Since the day yesterday is gone, tomorrow is not guaranteed for you. But now you got only the moment you're in. Amen. You were right. Barakallahu fiqh. You guessed it, right? Okay, mashallah. You need a gift for being honest. Tayyib. Alhamdulillah. So the Shaykh, he says, you're not going to be strong and young, all, you know, like that. So you make you sick, even though you're still young. Allah tests you with an illness, a sickness, and you can't do nothing. And you will have nothing but sorrow and what? Regret. If I only can do this. If I only can run that vacuum. If I can only go help that person. If I only can fast one day, if I only can get a masjid, if I only, but now those who are still young and strong, take advantage of it. Like Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, Imam al-Tabi'een, he saw, they were in a funeral procession, and as they put the person down in the grave, and they began to put the dirt, and he turn to a person next to him and say a question. If this man here was still alive, what do you think what would he be doing? He says, SubhanAllah, what he be doing? He'd be obedient to Allah. He's gonna do nothing but good things, and dunya is not gonna be on his agenda. He said, well, you know he can be back, right? Well, do what you're still alive. Huh? He can do it, but you still can because you're still alive. But subhanAllah, Ibn Adam Ajib, one of the Salaf, I forget his name, he says, Ibn Adam Ghareeb al-Atwar. Ibn Adam Ajib, subhanAllah, stranger things. Illa man rahim Allah.
إذا سئل تريد أتريد أن تموت يقول لا. When you ask anyone from the human being, you're ready to die now? He's like, oh no, no. You ask him why? He said, oh, I gotta do some things, man. I'm negligent, huh? I'm negligent, man. I'm not ready to die. Subhanallah, I got. I'm not that servant that I supposed to be. Hmm? He says, and then Allah gave him time, and he don't do nothing. He don't want to die, and he don't want to work. Subhanallah. You see how it is? It's Allah, as-salamu alayhi. قَوْلُهُ وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكْ لِمَوْتِكْ. Likewise, advice from this noble companion, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, Abdullah ibn Umar, radiyallahu anhuma, him and his father, Umar, radiyallahu anhu. وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكْ. Likewise, take from your life to your death. Meaning, he says, خُدْ مِنْ حَيَاتِكَ فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لِمَوْتِكْ. اِسْتَعِدَّ لِلْمَوْتِ وَمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. He says, your life, you should utilize it in a way that you do things that will benefit you at the moment of your death and after death. You got to take from this life, you're still alive, so do righteous deeds. Do the deeds that's going to help you at the moment of life, of death. And to what's after death. قال فالله أعطاك هذه الحياة وهذا الأجل من أجل أن تستغله فيما ينفعك في الآخرة. He said, Allah has given you this life. The lifespan you have given is given to you by Allah so that you can utilize it in that which will benefit you in the hereafter. Allah has given you this time, your lifespan, so take advantage of it. Use it properly. By doing things that will benefit you in the hereafter. فَلَا تَصْرِفْهُ فِي اللَّهِ وَاللَّعِبُ وَجَمْعِ الْحُطَامِ وَإِنَّمَا تَصْرِفُهُ فِي مَا تَجِدُهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Says, so don't waste it in play and amusements and gathering things of this dunya that will perish. Rather, use it wisely. By doing the things that you will find them with Allah saved for you. You're not going to find cars, man, and find businesses, and you're not going to find all these things. You know, so you got to look at the things that you're going to find them for you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the things that you want to gather. These are the things you want to focus on. These are the things we want to do. But the things that's going to leave behind us, why? Take from them what you need. What you need. Don't make this dunya your goal. He just take from it. Like, remember what the Prophet says, he says, like a traveler. You remember if somebody is traveling from an area to another, he doesn't burden himself with a lot of furniture and one little bag. What's in that bag? What's in it? Huh? What he needs on that journey. To make it where he's gone. That's it. He ain't gonna burden himself with chairs and tables and